Mother's Day, of course, is just around the corner, and that means it's time to start thinking about Mother's Day gifts. One great place to check out is Blossom Farm, great local farm here in our community. They do amazing work from a variety of different angles, and they're doing a flower fundraiser geared around Mother's Day. Rebecca Sorensen is the co-founder and designer of Blossom Farm. Beautifulblossom.com is their website. That's awesome with a BL in front of it, beautifulblossom.com. And Rebecca joins us here in the studio to talk about that and more. Thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
So we'll talk about Blossom Farm just in general in a second. But first, tell us about the offer for Mother's Day. What does it entail?
Every year, this time of year, we partner with Meals on Wheels of Orange County. And we do sort of we sell our bouquets at a wholesale cost to Meals on Wheels, and then they retail them as part of a fundraiser to raise money for their organization. And so when you buy a bouquet of flowers from Meals on Wheels, you are supporting a local farm, you're supporting a young man with a disability as he makes his way in the world, you are helping to fight food insecurity in Orange County, and you're giving your mother a beautiful, locally grown organic gift.
Win, 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 win.
Absolutely.
All around. I love it. Yeah. Awesome. So that's one of many things that you do in terms of like partnering with other community organizations. What are some other ones that folks should know about?
Well, for those folks who don't know, Blossom is a 4-acre flower farm and design studio in Chapel Hill. And the farm is owned and cooperated by my 27-year-old son, Raimi, who has a diagnosis of autism. And we are part of a movement called Social Care Farming, which uses farming as a way to provide therapeutic intervention for vulnerable populations. So we try to change the way people perceive individuals with disabilities and their contributions to our community. And so we partner with a lot of organizations that we feel help shine a light on the possibility and the potential of folks with disabilities. And so we have done a lot of partner work with B3 Coffee, which is a group in Chapel Hill, a really amazing group that uses coffee as sort of a central theme to bring people with disabilities together.
Check them out at the lobby of the library.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Reality Ministries in Durham, mm-hmm. which is a group that has provided a lot of social support to my son and to a lot of his friends. Those are the two big ones that I can think of right now, but we try to support and shine a light on other organizations and businesses through our website, through our shop, through programs. We do have little vases that were made exclusively for Blossom for Mother's Day by a neurodivergent local artist at Creature Camp Studio. We have a collaborative line of vases that we made with Dora Ceramics in Durham. And we feature bright black candles on our website and like to pair them with our flowers whenever possible.
I love the fact that you partner with all of these great organizations. That's really inspiring. I love the fact that all of these great organizations exist in the first place. That's really inspiring.
Absolutely.
Too. Like, we've got this great ecosystem of awesome organizations that do great work, and the fact that everyone's collaborating with each other.
Yeah.
It's always really good to see.
Kind of at the heart of what we do is that we believe that we flourish when everyone around us flourishes as well. And that, you know, there's a billion farming metaphors that you can use in your life, but that's definitely one. You know, when the ecosystem works together, you have healthier, beautiful plants and a better environment to work in. And it's true in our life as well.
And Raimi is not here today, but he's awesome. Like,
he's
been in here before, and he's just spectacular. Yeah.
He's one of the happiest humans I know. He's healthy. He's connected. We knew that this farm was going to be a good thing for Raimi, but we really had no idea just exactly how good it was going to be.
Great for the community, too. Beautifulblossom.com is the website. Again, that's Blossom. That's B-L, awesome. Awesome with a B-L in front of it. Beautifulblossom.com. Go there and find out more. We'll link to it up on our website, chapelboro.com. Speaking with Rebecca Sorensen, and we started by talking about the Mother's Day fundraiser, which we'll get back to in a second, but what are some of the other ways that folks can support Blossom Farms? There's CSA subscriptions.
Absolutely.
All year round.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. So, and the CSA is a great way to give a gift to someone that will just keep on giving.
What does CSA stand for?
So it's community supported agriculture. So when you support a farm that has a CSA program, you're basically front loading their investment in what they're able to put together. And so, you know, farming can be really tricky because it's weather dependent, it's market dependent. And so when people commit to supporting your farm throughout the season, it really gives farmers a boost, especially when it's not a busy season for weddings or events.
So what does a subscription entail?
So we have, we just finished our spring subscription and we have summer and fall coming up. So you have an option to do 8 weeks or 4 weeks or every other week. And we do flower delivery to a central location in Chapel Hill or Durham or Saxbahaw or at the farm. Or we also offer doorstep delivery. We also do a porch drop. So if you have a neighborhood and we can just drop 10 bouquets off on one porch and everybody can come and pick them up.
Nice.
We have a woman in Raleigh who organized a porch drop in her neighborhood and then she goes and delivers the flowers to each of her neighbors because she finds it to be a nice way to connect with everyone.
That's really cool. Yeah. Where actually are you located?
We're in Western Chapel Hill, So just outside of Saxbahaw.
Nice. That's such a great space. Again, beautifulblossom.com is the website. Go there and find out more. We'll link to it up on Chapelboro, too. We're speaking with Rebecca Sorensen, and we started by talking about the Mother's Day fundraiser, which is the reason for the season. So back to that, folks want to get in on that and buy flowers. Where do they go? What do they do? And when do they do it?
They would go to the Meals on Wheels Orange County website to order flowers through Meals on Wheels. You can also go to the Beautiful Blossom website and order a Mother's Day bouquet from Blossom. We do the partnership every year. It's truly one of our favorite collaborative works that we do. Meals on Wheels is a great organization. They help to fight food insecurity in Orange County. And what better way to help them do that than by giving your mother a beautiful gift of fresh flowers?
I did the ride around with them one time, and it's just so cool to see like the connections that they make with so many people in the community. And like it flies so under the radar, but they're such a great organization.
For many of the folks that receive food, it's not just receiving food. It's also many times the one point of human interaction that they have.
Yep.
And so it's meaningful in a multitude of ways.
Yeah. Rachel from Meals on Wheels talks about, especially like during and after the pandemic, when everyone is completely disconnected, like that connection was so important.
Yeah,
it really is. MOWOCNC.org is the website. That's Meals on Wheels, Orange County, North Carolina. So you can go there and find out more. Also, beautifulblossom.com, which is the website for Blossom Farm, located also here in our community with the flower fundraiser for Mother's Day with Meals on Wheels, plus a whole lot of other great ways to get involved and support Blossom all year round. Speaking with Rebecca Sorensen, and as we wrap up this conversation, what else is going on for you? What else should folks know?
We have a really busy season ahead. We have a really great team. We're really excited to continue to be able to do the work that we're doing in the community, and we hope you will come out and visit.
Again, beautifulblossom.com is the website. BL Awesome is how you spell it. We'll link to it on Chapelboro. The Mother's Day fundraiser with Meals on Wheels is going on right now, and you've got until a little ways before Mother's Day.
May 3rd.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else that folks should know about
that? Yes, I completely forgot to tell you about our spring workshop. So on June the 1st, we have a flower arranging and champagne workshop, which will include a farm tour. And it would also make a wonderful Mother's Day gift.
That definitely would. Beautifulblossom.com is the website. Go there, get information about all of that, and get in on the Mother's Day fundraiser for Meals on Wheels right now. Rebecca Sorensen, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.